sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Onamukela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesithathu mhla ka 4 kumpandula 2024 ngutabo kancube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Idale lithe is a private place, so icala lesibili lena selikhitshiwe kubonke abayetheswa icala.
Abasekeli becelele Citizens Coalition for Change abagoqela umkhokeli wabo umnumzana Jameson Timba labanye bakhe ababotshwa ngohlangula sebetholakale bengelacala lokwenza umsindo emphakathini.
Mina kangiyisoli kakhulu iChina, ngisola thina esinganelisiyo ukuthi amayunivesithi ethu afundise abantu abantwana abakwaziyo ukwenza ibattery le-lithium.
Umhlangano wamazwe e-Africa le-China owalonyaka owe-Forum on China-Africa Cooperation usungulwe namuhla e-Beijing. Abafundi beZimbabwe abedlula ikhulu abathole uncedo lwama-scholarships sebelungiselela ukuya kwele-Russia. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Abasekeli becelele Citizens Coalition for Change abagoqela umkhokheli wabo umnumzana Jameson Timba labanye bakhe abafika amachumi ayisikhombisa 77 ababotshwa ngohlangula sebetholakale bengelacala lokwenza umsindo emphakathini ngemva kokuhlala e-remand prison okwenyanga phose ezimbili. Loba betholakale bengelacala, abanye babo bavalelwe ukwenzela ukuba bethoniswe elinye njalo icala lokuchotshozela udlakela. Abaphikisayo bathi lokhu kuveza ukuba imithethwandaba eZimbabwe isibanjwe xhaka libandla leZANU-PF, kubika umlondolozi Ndlovu.
Umthethwandaba eHarare namuhla unqume ukuba kabala macala okuphazamisa umphakathi wonke abebandla le-CCC ababotshwa bethakazelela usuku lwe-Day of the African Child emzini kaThimba ngohlangula lonyaka. Abalitshumi lambili batholakale bengelamacala okuthuthuzela udlakela lokudunga umphakathi. Bahle bakhululwa ngumthethwandaba. UThimba labanye bakhe abetheswa amacala okuthuthuzela udlame balokhu bevalelwe entilongweni. Abanye babo bathi babotshwa bezinzela umsebenzi wabo duzane lendlu kaThimba. Esipha isigwebo sakhe uMantshi uColette Ncube uthe abatshutshisi behluleka ukuveza ubufakazi bokuba abantu laba balecala. Omele iwange central edayele ephalamende ekubandla le-CCC njalo eligqwetha elizimeleyo umnumzana Daniel Mologele uchasise okwenzakale emthethwandaba namhlanje.
Ngisanda kuphuma kudale leHarare Magistrate Court, idale lithe icala lesibili ukuthi indawo kade bekiyo indawo esingathi indawo ephandle yipublic kwehlule ukuthi kuthiwe indlu ka Honorable Timba iyipublic place. So idale lithe is a private place, so icala lesibili lena selikhitshiwe kubonke abayetheswa icala.
Ukusenjalo idale leHigh Court livumele abathathu abalwela ilungelo loluntu umnumzana Samuel Gwenzi, unkosazana Namata Igwekweza lomnumzana Robson Chere ukuba behlawule isibambiso sebail ukwenzela ukuba bethoniswe amacala abeyothisayo besuka emzini yabo. Umahluli wedayile High Court uJustice Benjamin Chikowero uthe kasuthisekanga ngezizathu ezethulwa nguMantshi uRuth Moyo owathi akumelanga abantu laba bavunyelwe ukuhlawula isibambiso sebail. Omunye wabo uVusi Muzimoyo lokhu evalelwe e-remand prison. Abaphikisayo bathi okwehlela abantu laba yikho kanye okwabhekana lo mnumzana Job Skala owahlala entolongweni phose okweminyaka emibili kodwa amacala akhe esulwa ngumthethwandaba. Isikhulumeli sebandla leZANU-PF umnumzana Chris Mtswangwa usanda kutshela amaphephandaba ukuba bese kufanele utshele labanye bakhe bekhulule ngoba uqhutshwe kahle umhlangano we-SADC Summit okuthiwa babefuna ukuphazamisa. Umnumzana Alpheus Maporanga okubandla le United African National Congress uthi lokhu kuveza sobala ukuba uhulumende uyangenela kulokho okwenzakala emthethwandaba.
Babizihambele besiye Vic Force umhlangano wabo ongela kuyenza ngisho ngama-demonstrations lawa abathi wona babefuna ukumalungisa. So andiboni ukuthi kungaba into engani ya singathi into yokuthi kungaba ukuthi kuyayinduku ukuthi kuphuma kwabo ku-coincide lokuphela kwe-summit.
Lokhu kusekelwe ngowake waba yisikhulumeli se-CCC uMnumzana Gift Ostalo Siziba.
Inkinga esilayo kwele Zimbabwe kubani uhulumende okhona akavotelwa ngabantu. Umnankagwa akakhethwanga ngabantu, yikho ke esebenzisa udlame lodlakela ongathi yena kulezi vakatshi eqalisa ukubopha abantu lokuhlukumeza abantu lokubavala imilomo. Konke lokhu kutshengisa ukubana kule nkinga mayelana lobukhokheli obuseZimbabwe okuyinto okufanele siyilungisise.
Wodwa okudalela iZANU PF Central Committee uMnumzana Mabutho Moyo uthi ibandla lakhe alilani lokubotshwa njalo lokukhululwa kwabantu laba.
Hayi, indaba yokuthi iZANU PF ya interfere enkantolo, hayi, asondaba ebambekayo, asondaba eziqiniso. Ngamanga nje atshona ephekwa yilaba abamabadlaphikisayo. Okumangalisayo ukuthi nxa belohlupho bagijimela enkantolo. Nxa inkantolo zingakhipha izinqumo ezivumelana lalokho bona abakufunayo, abakhulumi ngeZANU PF. Lapho inkantolo ingakhipha amaqiniso abangavumelani lawo, sokuthiwa iZANU PF ethe.
Babotshwa abantu abafika phose ikhulu lamashumi ayisikhombisa ngesikhathi ulungiselelwa umhlangano omkhulu owenkokheli ye-Southern African Development Committee, SADC, owaqhutshelwa eHarare kunyanga edluleyo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.
Umhlangano wamazwe e-Africa le-China owalonyaka owe-Forum on China-Africa Cooperation usungulwe lamuhla njalo umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uphatheke emicimbini ethile egoqela idili lokubemukela njengabaholi bamazwe e-Africa lokukhuluma emsakazweni we-Chinese Central Media. Phambilini uhlangene labo samabhizimusi be-China kweminye imizamo yokuthuthukisa umnotho welizwe, kutsho ugatsha lukahulumende weZimbabwe olubona ngokwethulwa kwembiko. Isiphathamandla sikahulumende uMnumzana Levit Mugejo okhonale kwele China utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi umhlangano lo ubalulekile ekuthuthukiseni inotho yeZimbabwe. Ucubungula lolu daba usithandekile mhlanga weStudio 7 oxoxa loMnumzana Angliston Sibanda, ingcwethi ecubungule zombusazwe njalo engumqondisi wenhlanganiso yeGreen Africa Technologies.
Ilizwe leChina lele Russia lamanye amazwe ngamazwe asincedisa kakhulu ekuthini siphume ebugqilini esasifakwe kibo ngamazwe ngamaBritish. So kuqakathekile ukuthi siqhubeke sikhumbuzana khonoko. Kanti njalo lobudlilwano obukhona obakhiwayo phakathi kweChina neZimbabwe obakhiwayo kumbe obuqhubeka bukhona kuqakathekile ukuthi sibuqinise, ngoba akulalizwe elathuthuka lilodwa. Sikhumbule ukuthi nxa kuthi siyathusezwa khonoko ukuthi siyadlelebezelwa etafuleni lapha lepelele trade iChina iyabuyithathe ekufunayo. Mina kangiyisoli kakhulu iChina, ngisola thina esinganelisiyo ukuthi amayunivesithi ethu afundise abantwana abakwaziyo ukwenza ibattery le-lithium ne-lithium etholakala eZimbabwe. Amayunivesithi ethu asifundise ukukhuluma isikhiwe simnandi singenzi lutho, bese kusithi amazwe njengabo China abe sebuya ezothatha ezomnotho zethu ezemvelo zethu azithuthukise. So ungabasola ungabasoli, bonke angithi kusemhlabeni siku-competitive world. So bona labo nxa besincedisa kodwa bethola phinde bathola okunye, labo bahlakaniphile, thina yithi esizithutha ngemfundo yethu esayiphiwa ngama-British esifundisa ukuba izisebenzi, asikwazi ukuhamba emgodini sithathe ilitshe elimhlophe lanothiwa yikhwatsi senze ulutho ngalo. ama China ke yikho abakwenzayo. So babe eZimbabwe lapha bathathe ezembuwayo, bathathe lezi zinto singacabangeli ukuthi ziloncedo bazisebenzise. So kuthatha ukuthi thina sivuke ebuthongweni bethu lathi sisebenzise ezemvelo zethu sizithuthukise. Otherwise le America le Britain wonke umuntu ofuna ukudlala leZimbabwe kulento ayifunayo eZimbabwe, lalabo akade befaka ama sanctions eZimbabwe bebelento ababeyifuna, babefuna umhlabathi ukuze bathu bakapule kiwo. Thina sigoqa izandla simele ukuthi siqhatshwe ukuthi kube umChina afika asisilayine lapha, siqhatshwe sidinga imisebenzi eminyethwe imisebenzi yabombeselane.
Siyabona njalo lokuthi umsekeli kamongameli umnumzana Kembo Mohati useIndonesia lakho ukulotshelwane ezinye njalo izivumelwano.
I-foreign policy yeZimbabwe ithi yona friend to all and enemy to none. Ngikhuluma kanje nje lathi futhi besisukile njengeqembu lakobulawayo saye Belarus, sasayina izivumelwano futhi khona ngale zokuthuthukisa ibulawayo wethu. Lizwe vela ngeke lathuthuka lodwa. Lezi zivumelwano ziqakathekile kakhulu ukuze sanelise lathi ukuthi sithuthuke.
Lo ngumnumzana Angliston Spanda, ingcwethi ecubungeleza umbusazwe njalo ngumqondisi wenhlanganiso yeGreen Africa Technologies, obekhuluma ecingweni loSithandekile Mhlanga awe-Studio 7 ekobulawayo. Isizalwane zeZimbabwe ezidlula ikhulu lamachumi amahlanu sezilungiselela ukuya kwele Russia kulinyanga ngemva kokuthola usizo lokuqhuba izifundo emakolitshini zisekelwa ngurhulumende welizwe leli. Ungqwele Dube weStudio 7 usiphalo ludaba.
Isikhulumeli sesigodlo seRussia kweleZimbabwe umnumzana Ego Kuropetnik uthi baqale ukuqhuba uhlelo lolu lwama-scholarships la ngomnyaka ka-2019 besenzela ukuqinisa udlelwano belizwe lakhe eleRussia lamanye amazwe.
We do provide each year starting from 2019, if I'm not mistaken, 2018, yeah.
Lolu uhlelo luqale kubo 2019, njalo ngomnyaka ngomnyaka. Besiyengeza inani labantu abathola usizo lokufunda uhulumende wethu olunika amazwe achiyeneyo kuhlanganisa leZimbabwe. EZimbabwe lonyaka sithatha abafundi abalikhulu lamashumi amabili nanhlanu, kodwa kukhona ukuthi singengeza ngabanye abalikhulu.
Ezinye izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezizafunda kwele Russia ngemva kokuthola usizo zithi imfundo yakhonale iyaphathisa ngoba iphambili. Owalwa impi yenkululeko umnumzana Siqhoza Matthias Ndlovu uthi wahamba eRussia kusayi-Union of Soviet Socialist Republics esiyafundela ezebutho, wafika waphiwa usizo lokufunda ngabe-Afro-Asian Solidarity Committee. UNdlovu uthi bangena bebaningi abakuleli emakolitshini eRussia njalo babuya bezosebenzela uhulumende ilizwe selithole uzibuse.
Ngithe sengingale nganikwa i-scholarship by Afro-Asian Solidarity Committee. Ngahamba ngayafundela i-labor economics. So those scholarships were very helpful to us. Most of us joined the government after when we came back.
Osengumqondisi obona ngokuqhutshwa kwenhlelo zogatsha lokwakhiwa kwezabelo eMathebeleland South umnumzana Sijabulise Ncube, owathola usizo lokufunda ngo-1988 njalo wafundela kuba ngu-industrial and civil engineer, uthi kwele Russia imfundo ihlanganisa ukubala lokwenza. UNcube uthi wafunda eSt. Petersburg State University of Architecture and Civil Engineering, njalo okwamthokozisa ngezifundo lezi ukuthi bebehlanganisa ukubala lokusebenza ngezandla okuyikho okukhaliphisayo kakhulu njalo okuswelakalayo kwele Zimbabwe.
Imfundo yabo vele is far advanced because izinto ezifundeka zenza uzwe, but lapha kithanti yabo ngasakutholi. That's the main challenge ukuthi i-theory ingela practice iyahlupha because you do everything and you go and do it practically khona ngale straight from there uhambe uyenze zakhona uzikhona zonke everything is there. Inarindani labafana mina nabauya kwa-assessment abasenasi abayenze izinto abakaze bazibone baphungusa ebhukwini but abakaze bakubone practically.
Unkosikazi Phumzile Ncube yena oqede izifundo zakhe ngomnyaka odluleyo obefunda ubunjinela mamagetsi e-Orkestic National Research Technical University uthi ulimi beluhlukanisa imfundo oyitholayo.
Creative education. depend on the language of Fundangayo. My phone is Russian, of course, get better teachers because they spoke Russian. I mean, they were Russians. But for English teachers, they tried to be able to teachers from abroad, foreign teachers.
Umqeqeqeshi wezifundo zolimi eGwanda State University uMnumzana Luyanda Hlobo Makwati uthi inhlelo zokuthi abantu bayefunda eRussia zaqala ngesikhathi sempi yenkululeko njalo ziyaphathisa ekuthuthukiseni ilizwe.
Umende ubudlelwano alabo nelizwe laseRussia kusukela kudala mhlawumbe kukhangelelwe ngesikhathi sempi yenkululeko ukuthi abantu bahamba bayafunda khona abanye befunda ngezikhali, abanye bafunda mhlawumbe ema-universities zabo.
Kulabanye abakhala ngokuthi nxa ufunde kwele Russia uyalindiswa ungakavunyelwa ukusebenzisa amaphepha akho emfundo kwele Russia. Mnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya ololwazi ngezemfundo yakwele Russia uthi kuvamile ukuba amazwe amaningi akhangelele phansi imfundo yakulelo lizwe.
Abaningi bakhona nxa sebesiza ngapha eZimbabwe kuyabe sekudingeka ukuthi balungisise izincwadi zabo. Abanye besenza ama accreditation internship apprenticeship into vele evamile loba ungazi ufunde eSouth Africa uligqwetha ama courses abodokotela i medical profession kabavuma ukuthi ungene esibhedlela ungazange wenze internship. Amagqwetha ama lawyers kabavume abavuma ukuthi ungene ecourt ungenzanga ama articles le lawyers ilo state of Zimbabwe.
UKhuro Pitnik uveze ukuba lo nyaka abafundi abaningi bakhethe ukufunda ngezemithi langempilakahle. Utshele umsakazo weStudio 7 ukuthi abanye abafundi balakho ukuthola amathuba omsebenzi kwele Russia ma bengaphutsha izifundo zabo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo yimi uNgqwele Dube.
Sike sizwe ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Abezindaba abe-Associated Press babika ukuba ele Russia lihlasele endaweni eziningi namuhla ezigoqela idorobho le-Lviv lapho okufe abantu abahlanu kwabhidlizwa izakhiwo ezifika amachumi amahlanu ezibalisa isikolo lezindlu zikaZulu. Kusenjalo umongameli Vladimir Zelensky usecele imvumo emazweni afana leMelika ukuba ilizwe lakhe livunyelwe ukuhlasela phakathi kwele Russia lisebenzisa imibhobho emikhulu elayithola emazweni la. Ngolunye udaba olufanayo phethe uhlangothi olubona ngokudlelana lamanye amazwe kwele Ukraine, umnumzana Dmytro Kulema labanye abambalwa sebecele ukuphuma kuhulumende kaZelensky. ELeBotswana selilungiselela ukhetho olukhulu oluzaqhutshwa kunyanga ezayo. Umongameli Mokgweetsi Masisi wethule umbiko lo izolo kusihlwa esithi kufanele kuqhutshwe ukhetho olukhululekileyo elizweni lakhe sonke isikhathi. Kweziphathelane leMelika. Sekusele inyanga ezimbili ukuthi kuqhutshwe ukhetho lokudinga umongameli weMelika. Abazaphatheka kulolu khetho umnumzana Donald Trump lonkosikazi Kamala Harris balungiselela ingxoxo-mpikiswano yabo yakuqala njalo bekhankasa ngodaba lomnotho. Intatheli zindaba ye-VOA uScott Stearns ukhangela lo mkhankaso. Umnumzana Donald Trump ukhankasa egxile kudaba lezomnotho njalo esola uKamala Harris.
Here's what we know about Comrade Kamala Harris. She just doesn't care about the American people, especially hard-working people or middle-class Americans.
Nangwe sikwaziyo uKamala Harris. Ngala ndaba loZulu weMelika, ikakhulu abantu abasebenza nzima. Ngala ndaba lani.
Umkhankaso kaHarris uthi uTrump nguye ozalimaza izimuli ngokwehlisa imithelo yamankampani amakhulu.
Building up the middle class will be a defining goal of my presidency.
Ubukhokheli bami buza kuba bugxile ekuthuthukiseni izisebenzi zeMelika.
Udaba lezomnotho luqathekiswa kakhulu ngabavoti kulolu khetho, yilo udubo uHarris okumele alulungisise, kutsho ingcwethi yezombusazwe umnumzana Hank Shenkoff.
She's got to explain why people are paying what they think
prices more at the gas pump and why their bread costs as much as it does and why the manufacturers of those products are giving them less for their dollar.
Ukumele achathise ukuthi kungani abantu bebhadala imali abayibona iningi kakhulu nxa bengathenga amafutha emota isinkwa lokunye.
Ozangena ukhetho loTrump umnumzana J.D. Vance uthi ukuvotela uHarris kuzabangela ukulahlekelwa yimisebenzi kwabanenyi eMelika.
Think of all the powerful interests, the broken bureaucracy in this country, the people who've gotten rich shipping your jobs to China, they want Kamala Harris. The only way to
kumbulani bonke abanotha ngokuthumela imisebenzi yenu kwele China bafuna uHarris indlela yokunqoba iyodwa. Asibambiseni ngokuvota ngolwezi.
Ozangena kukhetho loHarris umnumzana Tim Walz uthi ibandla lakhe eleDemocratic Party yilo elizinikele ukuzisebenzisele Melika.
Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, they have something a little different in mind. The only thing these guys know about working people is how to take advantage of them, how to not pay them. Every single chance they've got.
UDonald Trump noJ.D. Vance bacabanga ukuthi yena ulani into eyodwa abayaziyo ngezisebenzi. Ikusebenzisa kuphela kanye lokungazibhadali ithuba lonke abalitholayo balisebenzisa ukulwisana lezisebenzi kanye lokulwa ukukhweza iholo.
Sekusele inyanga ezimbili ukuthi uqhutshwe ukhetho kulokuncintisana okukhulu. Ucwaningo luveza ukuthi uHarris ukhokhela kancane uTrump elizweni lonke. Umvoti weMichigan umnumzana David Martinez usekela uTrump.
He's true American patriot. I think that he thinks more about people that live in this country than he does himself.
Ungumuntu othanda elemelika. Ngibona sengathi ucabanga kakhulu ngabantu balelizwe ukwedlula ukucabanga yena. Yonke into ayenzayo ngiyokuzama ukuphathisa omunye umuntu.
Umvoti weGeorgia unkosikazi Becca Rush usekela uHarris.
You know, it's 2024 and we need some fresh blood. And we need a new brighter future.
Sikumnyaka ka 2024 sidinga ubukhokheli obutsha obuzaletha elakusasa elihle.
Ngesikhathi beqhubeka ngomkhankaso uTrump loHarris bazaqeda iviki elilandelayo belungiselela ingxoxo mpikiswano yabo eyakuqala mhla ka 10 wayenalinyanga. Udaba lolu luqoqwe intatheli zindaba ye-VOA uScott Stearns lalethulela yimi uDaba kaNcube owe Studio 7. Kweziphathelane lezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe, ugatsha lwendaba zasekhaya kwele-South Africa seluqalile ukusebenzisa amakheli ebulenjini ukuthumela impendulo zezicelo ezafakwa ngabalamapermit eZimbabwe Exemption Permit kulabafuna ukwengeza isikhathi samapermit la kube labanye abadinga olunye uhlobo lwamapermit okusebenza. UThuso Khumalo usipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele-South Africa.
Emikweni owethule lugatsha lwendaba zasekhaya liviki, umphathintambo walolu gatsha umnumzana Leon Schreiber uthe usesungule uhlelo lokuthumela impendulo zezicelo zamapermit kusetshenziswa amakheli ebulenjini be-inthanethi ama-emails. USchreiber uthe izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezafaka izicelo zokwesulelwa okudingakalayo ukungena kwamanye amapermit ama-waiver yizo ezingezokuqala ukuthola impendulo kuma-emails andubana loluhlelo lusetshenziswe kunhlangothi zonke. Uthi leli nyathelo ngelokuqala elokusebenzisa impucuko yebulenjini be-internet ukwenqabela inkohlakalo eyenzeka kakhulu emahofisini alolu gatsha.
Uwehluleka ukusebenzisa ubucwephetshi bakulezi nsuku ekuhluzeni lokuphenduleni kwezicelo zamapermit yikho okuyimbangela yenkohlakalo eningi kugatsha lwendaba zasekhaya.
Iningi lezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezilamaphepha la sekule minyaka emibili egcweleyo zifake izicelo zama-waiver lezokwengezelela iminyaka kumapemithi e-ZEP kodwa balokhu bengakatholi impendulo. Kungakapheli viki uScriber ememezele uhlelo olutsha lolu, isizalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana Khumbulani Moyo uthi uyitholile impendulo yakhe ngemva kokulinda iminyaka emibili.
31 August 2022 ngangisubmitha ama-papers wami. So nga-apply-liweva-ke hayi kwahlala ngalinda ensukwini ezidlulileyo nje ngathola-ke i-letter. mean, signed by yena u minister omutsha sithi I am able to apply for I general work permit.
Uscriber uthi uloku ephakathi kokucabangisisa ukuthi siza kuba yini isiphetho sama permit ezep. Kusenjalo izalwane zeZimbabwe ezingalamaphepha okuba kwele South Africa zithi phandle sekuzalele ingwe njengoba ugaja lwendaba zasekhaya lamapolisa sebevala imigwaqo nsuku zonke kuzingelwa abangalamaphepha. OZimbabwe ungathandanga ukuvezwa igama uthi ikusasa labo kwele South Africa selisiya ngomsha wendoda.
Hayi, amapolisa wona hayi lesuku hayi. Siphila ngomusa kaJehova hayi lesuku hayi basidudula impela basasifuni. Abasasifuni. Sesikhuleke ukuthi ulungeshwe ekhaya kodwa hey kunini iminyaka seziminingi akulungi lutho lakho. Kodwa lesuku ekubo town awungeneke town hayi babopha ama green bomber especially Thursday.
Ngempela sonto amapolisa eJohannesburg asungule uhlelo lwabo lokubopha izigangi labangalamaphepha. Umeya wedolobho leli, umnumzana Dada Murero, laye obekhona kusungulwa lohlelo, uthi kuhle kwabotshwa abangalamaphepha abedlula ichumi ngelanga lokuqala lalohlelo.
So besifuna ukutshela umphakathi wonke waseJohannesburg sesikhalile manje, siyasebenza silwisa otsotsi, silwisa nabo bonke i-criminality egcwele la ekhaya.
Ziphinde njalo zehlisa inyembezi izalwane zeZimbabwe kwele South Africa liviki ngemva kokubhewuka kwebhasi yethamuka Coaches eMakopane esabelweni seLimpopo. Kufe abantu abahlanu engozini le elandele ebhasi yemzansi ebulele abalichumi esabelweni esifanayo. Mele Studio 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa nginguThuso Khumalo.
Sawe isikhathi sokuzwa imibono yenu linabalaleli be-Studio 7 elisithumela yona nge-WhatsApp.
Studio 7, linjani lapho likhona lonke kwelephesheya. Yazi lami ngithi ngizibongele, ngibuya enkaya kwaDakamela. Ngibonga kakhulu induna yakithi uDakamela, noma emncane, kodwa ngimbonile ephakama, ekhuluma ngendaba yomgwaqo. Umgwaqo wakithi ufike bantu. Asina mgwaqo noma ungacabanga business manje ongaba nayo ayikho into ongayenza ngomgwaqo loya manje yabona kuyathwala amasamende laphana asiwa esikolo sakwaDakamela akuna mgwaqo uyalanya imoto ayithwala amasamende lawa ngicabanga ukuthi mhlawumbe manje siyaphenduka umnikazi kumele ayihambise service ngendaba yomgwaqo phela kuyoze kube nini la ma minister asebenzela kuyala indlela babe khuluma ukuthi umgwaqo uyalungiswa ingekho into elungiswayo kanti kuyoze kube nini ukukhuluma into engekho kanje ake liphakame nini manje lani ma-chief akithi ake liphakame nini njengaye lo uDakamela ophakamileyo wakhuluma ngomgwaqo kungabe nguye kuphela ngomgwaqo usuka enyathi usiyayo koDakamela kwane ekugcineni kosikhobokhobo kuphi nakuphi.
Hello Studio 7, basakazi abahle, hayi siyabonga kakhulu umsebenzi wenu elisenzela wona ngansuku zonke lingaphela uthando. Hey bakithi, sikhala ngale iZANU-PF le esihluphayo le elizweni laseZimbabwe. Eish, iZANU-PF sithwele nzima ngayo mani, singazi ukuthi izaphuma kutheni.
Linzani, basakazi bakaStudio 7 labalaleli lonke. Mina isikhalazo sami ngisiqondisa kuyena uhulumende wethu, uhulumende osibusayo. Sikhalaza kakhulu ngemigwaqo ikakhulu khona lapho kithi eMathebeleland South. Hayi, asisela mgwaqo, imgwaqo kunzima kakhulu, njalo lendlala labantu bayafa emakhaya ngezindlala lapho uhulumende lokho waphosa khona lokho kungamabele kwathiwa ngokwe 3 months waqeda wahamba nya. Angazi kumbe siyabe silokhu sisidla khona lokho amabelanyana wona la asinikeza wona ade ngawe 3 months. Mina ngokwami bengikhalela ukuthi ngawo uhulumende uyazama ngezindlela zonke ukuthi zona lezi zimali zamadona zona lezi azizuza emazweni kube nguye yena ngokwakhe uqobo wezathumela bona izigijimi zakhe ukuthi zibe yizwe ezikholisa abantu, ngoba kwesinye isikhathi ukudla lokhu kungawela kwezinye izandla, lokhu kudla kuyanyamalala ezandleni zabantu bona labo kuyabe kufikele ku
Mthokazi omuhle njani njani Mthokazi omuhle ake ngikhulume lapha ngendaba esibhekane nayo singabahlali
Sibonge abalaleli be Studio 7 abasixhume ngeWhatsApp lingakhohlwa lelandela uhlelo lwe Live Talk olivalelisayo ngudaba kancuru lilala